Moncrief on News Talk.
After last week's excitement about the All-Ireland Hurling Final, this weekend it's the time for the turn for the football. But what if you don't care? What if you're indifferent to sport? When people ask you who's going to win the match and you don't even know what match it is, should you feel uncomfortable? The Irish Examiner columnist Jennifer Horgan has been writing about this. Afternoon, Jennifer.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Now, so you're utterly indifferent to all sport or just the ones that get people excited?
All sports. Yeah.
Right. OK.
Yeah, it's just, you know, and your lovely producer was asking me why I think it is. And I've no answer. It's just like I wasn't born with the gene. You know, I'm just completely like it's just not there. And I come from a family of like crazy sports enthusiasts. So I had every opportunity as a child. I was taken to GAA matches. I was taken over to Old Trafford. They're rugby fans. I was brought on rugby trips. Nothing.
My word. And so you've tried then, given that there's so much excitement around you.
Yeah, because like you want to be part of it, you know, and life is easier and more enjoyable when you're part of the gang. But like on reflection, I think I'm generally sort of happier on my own a lot of the time. I wonder if that part of it, like I'm not that comfortable in crowds. So a lot of kind of what goes with sport probably isn't my comfort zone, you know?
Yeah. Okay. You're not interested in it. Do you have an understanding of why other people get so exercised about it?
I wonder, is it a bit like religion? Do you know? Is it like you have a faith, you have a devotion, you put a lot into it. And then there's kind of an identity thing, I think. Like you feel like you're part of something bigger.
Yeah.
I'm on the outside looking in. I don't know. But I'm sort of trying to get it. But the thing is, there's something lovely about being on the outside too, because you see the sheer joy, you know, that people are feeling. Like I love watching people heading off. Like I live near lots of sporting grounds, and seeing grandparents and their, you know, grandkids or families heading off with their sandwiches, and like it's the loveliest thing.
Yeah, of course. But you're in Cork, so you experience probably around you a great amount of anticipation, perhaps even an assumption that it was all going to go well, and then afterwards people must have been desolated around you.
It was incredible. Like the days beforehand, flags everywhere, people taking work off. And it was like, you know, like a kid about to go on holidays who keeps on repacking their bag. That was kind of the atmosphere. It was just people could not wait for the whistles to blow. And yeah, I think there was a fair amount of confidence. I think people generally thought Cork was the stronger side. I was near a bar. So I was sitting outside and there was loads of people inside watching the match. And I was outside with a couple of friends who were similarly disinterested. And, you know, we could hear the yelps and the excitement in the first half. And then there was just this eerie silence. And people, you know, you could see people coming out, hanging their heads. It was just the change was just remarkable.
Yeah, indeed. And plus also, I mean, and you've been writing about this in the Examiner, that a lot of anger and recriminations.
Yeah. So, like, I understand people are in the heat of the moment and they care about it so, so much. But it was funny to see the difference in the reactions. There were some people who were just disappointed. There were some people who were angry that it hadn't gone their way. And then there was another kind of subgroup who went pretty quickly to blame. And it was like, you know, saying pretty nasty things about the team that they had just kind of thrown in the towel in the second half. And it was that number of people, I kind of thought, wow, that's not the kind of fan that you want, really. Now, I'm looking again from the outside, but I don't know. From what I see, like being a fan is obviously through the thick and the thin and supporting your team. And there was a guy in Cork, I don't know, did you come across it? But he got a tattoo on his arm.
Yeah.
So the Cork, the All-Ireland winners of 2025. And everyone thought, you know, mad. But when they lost, he made a point of staying in the stadium till the end. He wasn't going to leave his team, you know, and he's going to leave the tattoo as well. And I just thought, God, isn't that lovely? Like that's a fan. So I know I'm on the outside judging with kind of a lack of emotion, but I think that kind of blame culture is something that kind of takes from the sport, you know, and takes from the loveliness of it.
Well, it just shows it can bring out the worst in some people.
Yeah. Well, when emotions are high, like, and you can see how much Yeah, people get properly down, don't they, after a defeat?
Oh, they do, yeah. But you see, but looking at it from the outside, like, you'd be looking at them, I assume, and thinking, but it's only a game. Why are you being so nasty about this?
Absolutely, but you wouldn't dare say it, you know?
Yeah.
It's easier writing about it in a column at a bit of a distance because, I mean... Yeah. They know I'm not their kind, you know?
Yeah. But I suppose there's a thing, like... It's a shared experience, and as you say, and gets a sense of community out of and all that kind of stuff. Are there other things in your life that you get those feelings from? Or do you need it?
I teach, so I'm in a school, so I definitely get a sense of community from being part of a school and being with teenagers and kind of being at events with them. So in a classroom, I think there's a sense of community. But I would say I probably don't need it as much as other people, but I always talk about the importance of community. So I think it is very important, but you choose your own tribe, I suppose, of it, don't you? And I love one-to-one conversations and kind of sort of quieter connections, but community, I think, can be between two people, can't it?
Oh no. Yeah, of course. It must be particularly difficult in Cork of all places where, where sport isn't like religion, it is a religion.
It is like GAA particularly. I feel like it is the new church in Ireland. Like, and I think all you can do is respect it and stand back and kind of just don't say much when it's going on. But I suppose then I've kind of ruined that now by drawing attention to myself. But like,
And if your family and you're right, your dad is like, for most of his life, being a huge sports fan, do they look at you and think you're weird?
They do.
Has it been kind of a process for them to accept that?
Absolutely. Look, I'm the butt of all the jokes, you know. I'm asked very politely not to go up to the family, my original family's home, like when matches are on, because I'm basically not welcome because they're worried I'm going to start talking about my feelings or, you know, like recite a poem out of nowhere. I never get the language right, you know. I always say the wrong thing. Like I try to kind of say the kickoff or the throw-in or the, you know, I just always mess up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, they've little tolerance for me now, but they are well used to me.
Yeah, but did they try to convince you? Did they try? You know the way, like, there was, you'd be at a wedding, and there's always somebody who tries to drag you onto the dance floor and says, ah, come on, have a dance. And you go, no, I just don't like dancing. But they won't accept that. And they think if they force you to do it, you'll somehow come to enjoy it, which is kind of dubious logic.
Yeah, yeah. No, they really did try. They did. They brought me everywhere. But it is kind of impressive. Like, I'm 45 and they'll still look at me like in just, you know, complete sort of bemusement. They just can't figure it out that somebody could be beyond this, whatever it is. I think my mum isn't that into it, but she pretends. She's been pretending for a long time.
Yeah.
I suppose it's her only way to survive. Like, but my husband then is a sports nut as well, so I haven't avoided it. And my son.
Yeah. And, well, like, say when you were younger, did you kind of wish you were interested in it? Did you feel left out a bit?
I still wish I was into it. I genuinely do. And I do turn up for the after party sometimes. But yeah, no, I think it's much easier. Being Irish, it's much easier if you're interested in sport.
Yeah, that's probably in most countries as well. Really is the case. Jennifer, you keep on being you.
Thanks, Sean.
Yeah, fair play to you.
Lovely to chat to you.
thanks, William, for talking to us today. That was Jennifer Horgan there, columnist with the Irish Examiner. A few comments on that. Mick says, I like playing sports, but I've never understood being a spectator. Like, you wouldn't sit around watching someone else you don't know having the crack. Well, yeah, but there, you know, the way that, like, nowadays is a huge thing online, you watch other people play video games. And probably online you can watch people do pretty much anything. Peter says, exactly the same, sir. The thought of going to a big stadium for sports or concerts sends me into anxiety mode, makes me cold. A bit like Boy George and sex, I prefer a cup of tea, says Peter. I think a lot of people don't like sports because they associate it with bullies and machismo and shouting adults in their childhood, and that turns them off the whole thing. Those trainers really do the sport a massive disservice, says another texter. Trasa says, I feel sorry for people who don't like sports. I'm not massively into sports, but I would get emotional the odd time when I see someone have the greatest moment of their lives live on TV. It always warms my heart to see them, to get to share it with people in real time. That's what makes sport amazing, says Trossam. Well, I think, in fairness to Jennifer, she kind of gets that. But it's, you're kind of waiting 90 minutes or 70 minutes or whatever the game is until people are having these great moments. I don't understand people who don't like sports. It makes no sense. It's not like not being interested in games and therefore fun. Do you like fun? I'm sure she likes fun, but people have fun in different ways. The world is a fantastic and various place.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.